two, one. St. Joe's Q Country 92.7 late afternoons with Travis Dodge. Super excited this afternoon. That's why I'm talking so fast. When I get excited, I talk fast, of course. Tyler Farr has been gracious with his time this afternoon, giving us a whole bunch of it as we prepare for Lakefest 2016. Friday night, July 15th, it's Tyler Farr headlining. Frankie Ballard there as well, and Ray Lynn. And Tyler, I have to ask you about, because I've always wondered about this. I assume that the first album, and for you, Redneck Crazy debut album, probably, this is an assumption on my part, easier to do than the sophomore album of Suffer and Peace, because you've got all these songs that you've always wanted to do, or a large selection of them, and you kind of have a clean slate to start with. But then that sophomore album, it's like, okay, I have to, or I want to top what I did before, right? Is that right?
It's you know, some people may say that, you know, their sophomore album after their premiere album, their first album, is harder. This one, to me, actually, it was the opposite, because with a you know, a couple hits and some success at Redneck Crazy did the album, and having a couple hits off there, it gave me, you know, a little more confidence. Like, okay, you can do this. Mm-hmm. You know what? And, you know, I just kind of be myself and just look like, look for great songs, make great music, and great songs always win.
Definitely.
You know? And I was like, you know, okay, people, they like what I do. I can just be myself. And I felt like on Suffer and Peace, I just kind of laid it all out on the table, and listen to it. You should be able to hear that, and that's what gave me the, you know, confidence to do it. And so it was actually a little less stressful, because the first album I was the new kid on the block, and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to stand out? You know, because there's so many new artists nowadays.
Yeah.
And so it was actually a little bit easier.
Very cool. Now, I hear that there is, because everybody, I'm sure, the time that a new album comes out, everybody's like, when are you going to do something new? Well, I just did something new. But you have something new in the pipeline. What do you got going on right now?
Well, I've been on the Burn It Down tour with Jason Aldean the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He became a good friend of mine. I walked his little daughter down the aisle in his wedding. He's going to be one of the groomsmen of mine. He lives just 6 miles down the road from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over at his house a while back, about 6 months ago, and around his birthday, and he said, what are you doing production-wise on my next album? And I said, yeah, I haven't, you know, really thought about it yet. You know, this is the point where I was still, couldn't sing yet. I was still, was on vocal rest. I could talk, but I wasn't able to perform yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I would like to produce you. And I was like, what? And I said, well, have you produced before? He said, no. And I said, well, that's a hell of a resume, you know. It's like, okay. But, you know, I trust him. And Jason's all, you know, obviously got a good ear for songs. And he knows me, you know, better than anybody else. And so I was like, yeah, man, let's, you know, go for it. You know, because you only get so many opportunities like that in your life. And I figured, you know, he knows me just as well as anybody. So we went in and cut the first 4 songs off the album, and are continuing to work on that. What's going to be that next single?
Very cool. Yeah, Jason Aldean only asks you one time or a couple times, yeah, hey, would you like me to produce your album, right?
Well, and the thing is, you know, it'd be different if it was a guy that was, you know, a guy that wasn't, you know, I wasn't really friends with. It was just a mega country superstar, and people would be like, oh, well, he's just trying to get to that next level and blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't that way. It happened organically.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously doesn't need the money. Obviously doesn't need anything else going on, because he's got his own career. So mm-hmm. it meant a lot for him to, you know, want to put his name on my work.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, yeah, it's something to be proud of, to be like, hey, he asked me, you know, he came to me. That's cool. Tyler Farr, Frankie Ballard, Ray Lynn, Friday night, July 15th. It's Lakefest 2016. We've got just a little bit of time with Tyler Farr left, where we're going to do the Fast Five next on Q Country.